When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Capetos e capetas, lovers and haters, sejam bem-vindos ao Amplifica. E sim, não é a Nath, não é o Rafa que está aqui, sou eu, Yas Yassine, sua nova correspondente internacional aqui do Amplifica. E hoje nós temos dois convidados muito especiais, eles vão tocar no Lollapalooza, eles já vieram fazer um show aqui em São Paulo. We're here with the Driver Era!
What's up?
Welcome, guys.
Shout out to the haters.
That's all you understood, right?
Yeah, lovers and haters.
Yeah, lovers and haters. Oh. It's the intro of this podcast.
Oh, cool, cool.
I like that.
Sick.
Like
welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to talk in a little bit, okay?
Ok.
Vamos começar com os recados, porque né, a gente já vai começar o nosso papo aqui em inglês. Mas hoje quem está patrocinando o nosso episódio é Nescafé Gelado. Nescafé Gelado chegou aí em quatro sabores, que são eles.
Oh, yeah, get it.
Cappuccino canela, latte chocotino e a nossa estrela do episódio de hoje, cappuccino clássico, que é aquela mistura deliciosa entre leite, café e chocolate. Eles até estão tomando um pouquinho, olha só, eles gostaram aí do Nescafé gelado. Então são quatro sabores que vão estar acompanhando sua rotina maluca aí, porque Nescafé gelado é perfeito para momentos imperfeitos. Se você quiser conhecer todos os quatro sabores, o link está na descrição desse episódio. Ou pega o seu celular e aponta para o QR Code. You guys want to take a sip? Yeah?
Yeah, this mm-hmm. is delicious. It tastes like a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to start talking a whole lot faster.
So we're going to shake.
I'm down.
It's good, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Is there coffee in here?
Yeah. Just milk, coffee, and chocolate. It's a cappuccino. Oh.
Yeah, it tastes like
wait, chocolate?
What you said.
That's a mocha.
Yeah, and we have another flavors that are cappuccino cinnamon flavored.
Oh.
Latte. It's like coffee and milk, and chocotino.
Mm.
Chocotino is like more chocolate of everything.
Yum.
It's good, right?
I love chocolate.
Yeah. That's hitting the spot.
Guys, yep. It's not your first time here in Brazil, but it's your first time playing on Lollapalooza, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How exciting is that?
It's
pretty good. Yeah, we played Lollapalooza in Paris last year.
Oh.
And that was pretty sick. So to be able to do it in South America now is pretty sick. It's like one of those things where you've seen a whole bunch of like iconic acts play this festival. So it's cool to be in the ranks.
And is that different from the sideshow that you guys played?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, probably be way more people for sure at Lollapalooza. In the sideshow, we usually end up like adding extra songs and kind of just like, I don't know. We like to
your crowd.
Yeah. We like to kind of, you know, get a little crazy with it.
So. How was the sideshow?
It was so hot.
Yeah.
I swear.
It was wild.
I mean, it was like, it was a workout for sure. Yeah. I was so impressed that the crowd stayed throughout the show, honestly. That was pretty cool. Because
the crowd here is super loud.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I don't think I've almost ever passed out before, but last night I was like, oh dang.
Yeah, honestly, we lost a lot of fluids.
Yeah,
in that set.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
why is that?
Just because it was so hot. But I also ended up like we left early in the morning. We were doing like a bunch of press and stuff, and then we went right to the venue. And so I kind of just grabbed like a random coat and a long sleeve shirt.
Yesterday was super hot. Yeah. Today is cold.
Yeah. So I.
This is São Paulo, baby. Yeah,
I ended up just wearing a coat on stage, and it was just like, it was so hot.
Yeah,
literally,
it was
the whole
a mistake.
Thing was drenched. It changed colors.
We hung up our clothes after the show, and they were like dripping.
Yeah.
It was pretty gnarly.
Yeah. And you played on Lollapalooza, Argentina.
Yeah.
How was that, man?
That was the biggest crowd we've ever played for.
That was insane.
So, yeah, it was almost hard to take in because it was like, it was just so big. It was like a never-ending sea of people. But, you know, we've played so many shows now to where it's like, we get up there and it's almost like second nature.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, before that show, I feel like we haven't been like on the road a whole bunch recently, even though we are always touring. It had been a little bit.
That was the second show of the year.
Yeah.
So that was actually, that's insane.
Yeah.
2024 is like super sick for you guys.
So far.
Yeah. Many albums, many singles, touring, everything.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
I was going to say, it's funny how some musicians, they throw to the crowd picks, they throw like drumsticks, they throw shirts. When did you decide to throw kisses, Ross?
It's just of the moment. I don't know what to tell you. It's just having
fun.
It
was natural?
Yeah.
Or you thought, like, today I'm going to kiss someone.
No, I considered it before the show for sure. I was like, that'd be kind of funny. Honestly, I was in a rebellious state of mind. You know, I have a love-hate relationship with this like whole idea of fame thing. And at that particular time, I was like, I need to do something that's like just freeing.
Mm-hmm. And like a simple connection.
Yeah. Just like, yeah.
And how was her reaction?
I didn't really see her reaction because by the time I planted a kiss on her, there was like a few other people trying to grab my head to get a kiss. So I had to bolt quick. And because also the chorus of the song was coming up, so I had to go sing too. So,
and you know that in every show now, they're going to ask for a kiss. Like, Ross, choose me.
Yeah, it's already happening.
Yeah, yesterday?
Yeah.
Did it happen?
Yeah, it's yeah, I get asked now. But I don't know, it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking too far into it.
It's because the press like make this a big deal.
Sure.
But it was like a natural stuff, right?
Yeah, I feel like the best stuff comes from those moments when you're just like, yo, you know, it's spontaneous.
And, yes, and it's hard to be spontaneous when you are like in this artistic path.
It's
hard.
Yeah, if a lot of people are know who you are, then sometimes you can feel inhibited by being watched sometimes, I think, or at least I can. Like, I'm surprisingly shy in moments of my life. Like, not shy, I wouldn't say that's the right word, but...
Introverted.
Yeah. Well, I go introspective. I wouldn't say introverted, but introspective, I think is a good word. So sometimes like when you're in that mode and like people are like, yo, can I get a picture? It's just like, oh. So yeah, I don't know. But for the most part, we're having a good time.
Yeah. So I want to know a little bit of your relation, like with all siblings and your parents. What did they used to do when you were born? What is their careers? Yeah, I want to know everything. Tell me a little bit, Rocky.
Mom owned a nail salon.
Yeah?
For like, I don't know how, like, yeah, when we were growing up, she did nails like every day. And dad sold medical equipment.
And there weren't musicians and artists.
No, like our grandpa played piano a lot, actually.
Oh, okay.
But no, our mom definitely kind of saw at a young age that we all were starting to do just like entertainment related things. Like we were just in the basement doing like our oldest brother was like, yo, let's like start like, he just like choreographed dances and stuff. And we're like, all right, I guess we're doing this.
So you started dancing before singing.
It kind of all happened simultaneously.
Yeah.
Musical theater inside the garage.
Yeah.
Like we all just followed Riker because he was our oldest sibling and, you know, you always look up to the oldest.
Yeah.
And he was just like in love with like Michael Jackson. We'd like watch the music videos and then we'd copy the dances and we'd put on like little performances and stuff. Yeah. So our mom was like, oh, they're really into this. And she basically just like supported us through it. Mm-hmm. Also, there's five of us and one of our siblings is a girl. So she...
Poor girl.
No, she's tough.
Yeah, she honestly is, like was one of the dudes growing up.
She's tomboy. Yeah. Tomboy for sure.
But she's the leader.
In some ways.
Yeah, growing up, yeah, she definitely was like, she didn't take any shit from us. Like, so...
I got slapped from her one time.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
That's what I want to know.
10 or something. I was like 10. I can't remember why she even slapped me, but...
Yeah, what did you do?
Probably I can't remember. You deserved it.
I was like 10 years old or something. I don't know. Siblings, yeah. You know, siblings fight. Like, yeah. That's just how it goes.
I also had my fights with my brother. And we know,
Yeah. Yeah. But we've had our fair share of fights. Me and Ryland especially.
Nowadays, we don't fight anymore because he lives in Argentina.
Oh,
we don't get to fight.
You don't get to fight because what?
He lives in Argentina,
so he's far.
Oh.
just text each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of grew out of it now, though. Like, back when we were, like, 13, I'd say, me and Ryland would fight.
It's because y'all shared a room.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's also, like, you know, I think it's healthy, actually, to a certain extent. Like, it was good for us.
It builds your character.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you tough. And yeah, it's good.
I feel that.
Rocky was always the mediator. Mm-hmm. Like, me and Ryland would just be, like, throwing punches. And all
you
of a sudden,
are the
Rocky
middle child,
numbers,
right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just came in and was like...
Stop.
Yeah.
And who decided to, like, let's make a band together?
It's almost like we were just born into it. Because at one point... When we were 10 or 11, we kind of did start playing guitar and stuff. And we already were spending a bunch of time, like, just doing, like, we did a dance class. We did all sorts of entertainment type things growing up. And then when we actually started playing music, it was just like, oh, like, you know, Riker, like, mm-hmm. you can play bass. We just kind of started doing it. I think people were... kind of already like sang R5 to us before we even were like playing music together, right?
Yeah. People,
like, it was just like a
like
thing.
Wherever we pulled up, people would be like, they would just refer to us as R5, like the family.
Yeah.
So when we started the band, we were like, that's our name. Yeah. Like, that's what people call us. Yeah. But yeah, like Rocky's saying is like, it's almost like everything just led us to this point. And it almost wasn't a decision. It was just like, a chain of events.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. just happened.
Like
we met Ellington, who was drumming. We met him at this dance studio. Again, like kind of right. I'm like, we're just kind of figuring out guitar and bass, and he was like, I know how to drum. We were just like, okay. And next thing you know, he's like in our living room. We're just kind of jamming, playing random covers.
Yeah. What was it? Black Sabbath.
Yeah, and like Green Day.
Yeah.
Can you guys play something that you used to play in these days?
Can it hit Iron Man on the acoustic? This one's for Diamond.
What's it? No.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That song's sick.
There's a video.
Legit,
there's a video that exists because we had like the photo booth on just like a Mac, just mm-hmm. like a photo booth recording. And it literally is probably one of the first couple times we're ever actually just like playing kind of as a band together. And it's hilarious.
You guys were homeschooled or you went to regular school?
We were, we did like a couple years of elementary school where we actually mm-hmm. went to a school. But no, then we did like, there was like an online school, which was tight because it gave us laptops. I always thought that was sweet. I was like, free laptop? Cool.
Yeah, that was sick. And then I just played RuneScape all day.
Yeah.
So it's like internet game where you have like your little, do you know RuneScape?
Yeah, I know.
You know of RuneScape?
Yeah,
really?
RuneScape. Yeah, this game, what? Right?
No? Yeah, the internet game?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's your level?
No, I didn't play, but I know because my cousins used to play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you play it all together.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. We were into it.
Meet up and wildly.
And we cannot skip a part that changed the family story. That was Ross going to Disney Channel, right? How did that change the family dynamic? You guys have to move?
No, we were already living in LA at that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
We moved to LA when I was like 11, I want to say. And I booked Austin LA when I was 15. So we had already been in LA for like 4 years. And we were already like playing in the band. Mm-hmm. We were already like doing shows around LA.
Yeah.
And then Austin and LA happened. And we just kept going. Like, honestly, yeah. I don't really think it changed much about the family dynamic.
I know.
Yeah. No, like, I'd come home from set and they'd be like, do the dishes, fool. You know? Mom would be like, take out the trash.
But you went to the street and, like, everyone recognized it. You... Oh, no.
Well, my life at that time was, like, we were shooting Austin and Ally and then we'd tour. So it was like we'd do a season of Austin Alley, and then it was like boom, R5's on tour. Like,
oh, it was happening
forth,
at the same time.
Yeah. And then it was like, okay, we're going to Puerto Rico. We're gonna shoot Teen Beach Movie. The whole family came.
Okay.
Which was that a was delight.
A fun, that was
so
a fun trip.
Yeah.
And then it was like back on tour, and then it was like Austin Alley tour. Like that was the circuit.
We hear a lot of stories of like ex-Disney actors that were bad experiences, but it seems like you enjoyed your experience, right?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, people don't realize how the system works. Everyone's like, oh, you worked for Disney. But really, the system is that I worked for the creators of Austin Alley. I worked for the I mean, obviously... On top of that is Disney. They oversaw the show. But my day-to-day experiences were with Kevin and Heath and Laura, Caleb and Rainey and LJ. And
the crew.
Yeah, it was with our crew. Mm-hmm. And our crew was sick. Like, everyone was super cool and kind and professional and dedicated and wanted to do a good job. So my experience was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And you guys mentioned Michael Jackson, and I know a lot of references of you guys are Michael Jackson, Jackson 5, and the Beatles, and Elvis. And we know from Elvis' history, his problems with his manager.
Mm.
Did you guys have problems with your agents? And this is one of the reasons you kept everything in family?
I think we actually got really lucky where there was like a couple... We kind of had a couple different options of like on manager straight up, where we could have gone down these two other paths. And I think we got really lucky that we ended up going down the one we went, because we've been with, our manager, Andre, he's outside somewhere. I don't know if he's listening to this. I hope he is.
Shout out.
Shout out Andre.
he's, I don't think we've ever signed a contract with him. Ever. Day one. It's just like, been like...
Word.
Yeah, just like...
It's a handshake agreement, yeah.
Yeah, we like, you got us, we got you. And like I said, I think if these other two paths that maybe we could have gone down, yeah, there maybe been some Elvis-type shit.
For sure.
Which it would be... That's fucked.
Well, we met Andre right after Austin Now he started.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude before Andre that we were thinking about working with... Started getting a little too greedy off the jump, which is good, honestly, because you're like,
yeah, you want some.
When you get those red flags in the beginning, you're like, sweet, that's a good thing you showed us your color, so we know which direction to take. Yeah. Almost.
And the problem is when you do not know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The other option was like a bigger management company thing, where like we would have like a day to day manager, and then like. Our actual manager, would like kind of manage other bigger artists and stuff. And again, like, I'm glad we didn't go down that path as well.
No, it's, I mean, definitely like to last this long and, to like, I mean, it's definitely, you have to have good people around you.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So we've definitely gotten really lucky on that front in all categories.
But I don't know. I heard somewhere that the first time you came to Brazil, you guys had a fight with someone in your crew. No?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Like the recent time?
No. Like 10 years ago.
I mean, we had recently, the last time we came to South America, our TM did like, there was a funny situation where like it was during COVID, so we had to, you had to fill out like a bunch of different forms for every flight we were taking, and you had like COVID tests and all this stuff, and he didn't fill out one, and that was a funny situation. I don't know if that's what you heard.
Yeah, I heard you guys saying, but I can't remember how was it exactly.
Yeah, this particular dude, he's a nice guy, but he kind of lost his cool, and we were like at the beginning of our trip, and the TM is like a leadership position.
Yeah,
you're supposed to be able to solve problems.
What it means, TM?
Tour manager.
Tour manager. Okay.
Now, which our tour amp, our TM is Ryland, our little brother. So, but yeah, no, so that might have been what you heard, but.
But you were saying the first time we came.
Yeah, you didn't come like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But yeah, I don't know
if you don't remember. That's okay.
I don't know if there's anything crazy that went down.
But
maybe not.
We can talk like of something else. When you decided to like end R5 yeah. and keep going with the driver era.
When?
Yes. When and why?
Oh, we were in South America, actually.
Yeah, we were trying to think of the band name while we were in South America.
Yeah.
Last time with R5.
Yeah, it was like right before a show, we were like somewhere in the green room. Like everyone was kind of chatting about different stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I remember there's a moment on a rooftop in South America as well where like we were kind of moving ideas along of just like what the next step would be. That was probably, oh yeah, that's the end of 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just, it was just a natural progression. Like R5 kind of, we got to a place with R5 and with our ex label where we were just kind of like, something needs to change. And Rocky and I at the time, and Ellington too, honestly, was in the studio with us a bunch, but we lived in a band house at the time. Like an R5 band house. We used to have like jam nights where we'd have like all these people come over and we'd have like a drum set up and amps and stuff. And it was so fun. That was my favorite time living in that band house. But in the band house, we had like a little back room with a studio. And sure enough, Rocky and I were in there like every day, just like writing songs and just kind of loving that process. Mm-hmm. So when it came time to shift gears, that's what made the most sense was like, we were like, oh, well, we made all this music.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that was like the driver era.
And in this jam sessions party, was something curious, like a story that happened that you remember now?
Those jam sessions were wild. I'll tell you that.
Oh, the one time, what's his name, bro? Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. You know that movie, Napoleon Dynamite?
Mm-hmm.
He pulled up one time, and he
all
brought
of
us.
Sunday.
I don't know who knew him, but he was just at the house, like hanging, Star-Lord. Drinking some beers. Oh, is Star Lord?
I think so.
Sick. Anyways, he whoops at us a harmonica.
Oh, that was tough.
And does like a harmonica solo in the middle of a jam. That was pretty sick.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful moment.
Yeah.
And do you guys have any funny stories of the fans?
Yeah.
Are you okay, Rocky?
Which one, bro? What do you want to tell?
I mean,
like going to the hotels and hiding in the room. I don't know, crazy stories like that.
There are a lot. Yes.
You are choosing the story.
Yeah. It's funny how, like, we have been doing this for a while, and so it is funny what is actually, like, I guess, expressed in like an interview or a podcast or whatever.
Sure.
But obviously, you know, we've toured the world a lot of times. We've played almost 500 shows.
No, we have played 500 shows, I thought.
Okay, somewhere around
how many?
I think we've played 500 shows.
Yeah, somewhere around
in our life.
Yeah. So yeah, it's you can probably use your imagination. We've experienced for the full rock star life, like for sure. Yeah, it's,
do you,
there's funny
you don't
stories
have
out
any
there.
Specific story? Like,
I mean, last night we got back to the hotel, and the bar was closed, so we went to like the outside pool area, and there was like, I don't even know where all these people came from. There's like 20, like just people in the lobby, just kind of like waiting to kick it with us. I don't know any of them, but then we just had a party outside by the pool.
Really?
Like 4 a.m.
And you guys went there?
Yeah, we were just hanging out there, having some fun.
It's nice.
Hunter was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, you know, a couple of the bandmates were there. And we're just kicking it, just having a good time. And yeah, we've done that a lot.
And it's been how many time from the first album of yours? It's been...
2018 is the first album, I think.
6 years.
Holy.
6 years.
Ooh.
Can you play something from that album?
Yeah,
first?
Sure.
Yeah, we can.
What's on that album, bro?
Oh.
Bro.
It's X, boom, right?
Boom, boom, boom. Boom.
Yeah, X.
What should we play?
I mean,
what else is on the album? Oh, San Francisco's on that.
What's your favorite song from the album? Maybe it's not the fans' favorite.
I don't know. Yes, honestly, I don't. I'm not a favorites person. I don't pick favorites.
Yeah, favorite. I don't know.
Okay, so play something that it comes to mind.
I mean, yeah, you could do same. You could do this for a second.
What if we just did like?
So little snippets of a bunch of things.
Okay, cool. Want it bad? It does me good. Hey, I don't need no shit from you. It's 'cause I'm sad. It's a bad excuse. Because I know I don't need to. Oh, because I know I don't need to. Oh. Still, I can't get enough of the good stuff. Give me one more time. But I'm never satisfied. Yeah. Keep my feelings on the side. Yeah. Getting high until I fly. Yeah. But now I'm scared of heights. Keep on telling me it's fine. Yeah. Now I'm hanging for my life. Yeah. Getting high until I fly. Yeah. Now I'm scared of heights. That's called Scared of Heights. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds really nice. Sounds
yeah.
super nice.
That one's fun. You want to do San Francisco?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
What's it?
Yo, yo, yo.
Who wrote that?
We did.
Together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holding on, I'm holding on to your clothing. I'm holding on, I'm holding on to our story. Ooh, remember the time in San Francisco with me by your side. In San Francisco, on such a side, deepest brown eyes, my dear, my dear. You know we suffocated our love. You really didn't do a thing. Now I am superstitious of love. And baby, we overplayed our song. I
Bro, that's high right now.
Yeah,
it's a high song.
It's a high song.
Trying to like play just under our circumstances.
No, I'm vibing with it. I'm vibing. Wait. Let's just do one quick one from X. What else we got, bro? Real quick.
From the other album, from the second one.
From what Girlfriend? Do you
guess it? Yeah.
Oh, wow. My God.
The fans are gonna love this.
Don't get so down, it won't mean anything. I'm laughing at how better off now for such a silly thing.
Yeah.
Lost if I'm hopeless, still yeah, I know this. I will be caught in all the time. Ain't it amazing, constantly changing? Won't let it go. Hold me till sunrise. Let's save the goodbye. These feelings are hard to find in this heart of mine, in this heart of mine. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds cool. Like and different that. From the first album.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another vibe.
Yeah.
And your last single is Get Off My Phone. That is more like a pop punk,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
How was the creative process of that song, from having the idea, the theme, the producing part, and the performing part? I want to know everything.
We just pulled it to a studio one day.
Yeah.
And I have a notes folder in my phone with song ideas, and that was on the top of the list. And I was like, "Yo, I think it's a cool idea. I think it's relatable for people."
It's about breakups.
Yeah, it's about like the relationship between your phone and how it can make a breakup a little more. Just kind of annoying, like, because it's always like popping up memories and stuff, and you have like social media. And it was honestly a concept that I was exposed to like a while ago. But I just think it's like interesting how like people will break up with someone and then they'll like go and stalk their Instagram. I think it's hilarious that people do that.
I like doing that.
You do that in the record.
Yeah, because back in the day, like, if someone's no longer in your life, you can just forget about them. You're just like, yeah, like, it's easier. But nowadays, like, people are so tempted to just be like, what are they up to? Who are they dating?
Let's
all this.
See.
Yeah, that's not really my style, which I suppose is why it's like, get off my phone. That's why the song's that. But yeah, it was just like, we were just in the studio, just writing a song. It was just bouncing around the team, the immediate team. And at first they really liked Rumours. So they're like, yo, let's go with Rumours.
You participate on the producing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You play all the instruments?
It depends. It kind of alternates.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Like, some songs, like I'll play every single thing on it. Some songs where I also play basically every single thing on it. Some songs we both play. Some songs, like he was saying, Ellington, we like to work with Ellington a lot as well. He'll play stuff. It's like, it's just, honestly, it's kind of about the end result, mm-hmm. And how well that can be executed, because we're pretty good at getting in the studio and be like, oh, this is a fun idea. Here's a new idea. Like we love doing that. At this point it's more like, oh, what? And then, like he was saying, you know, we have songs that will kind of float around in the team. And sometimes some will like a certain song, it'll raise its hand and get off my phone. Obviously, it was raising its hand a bunch, and so was Rumors. So, yeah, it's...
Sometimes those are the songs, too, that are, like, almost commercially enticing to some of our team.
Yeah.
Where, like, there's some songs that we feel like we really mess with that are on the more artsy side.
Yeah.
That sometimes go over the heads of, like, say, yeah. like, we like when I was, like, in the car with my mom and my sister, and I was, like, playing them a few tracks. And I played them, like, some of the artsy ones.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I love this.
Vibing.
And then I played Get Off My Phone, and they were like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, which makes sense.
Yeah, like, yeah, from our, from, like, a songwriter, producer, like, artist perspective, yeah, Get Off My Phone is very, it's pretty straightforward, which is, you that's actually dope. Like, I actually like when you have... I like when you kind of can get a little bit of both from a band or an artist, you know. It's like they will have some stuff where it's like, oh, yeah, that's some left field stuff. And it's like, oh, no, here's some also some like more just like put together, mm-hmm. you know, it's like nothing too crazy with the with progressions and or time signature and stuff. It's just like, yeah, here you go. Like,
yeah, there's like nice. There's a rawness that I think people respond to with this particular song.
Yeah.
In all aspects of it. Like Rocky's saying, like the simplicity implies a rawness. That's nice.
Yeah.
You performed like recently the song on stage.
Yeah. It's been going, it's been really fun live.
Yeah.
It translates really well.
Yeah. So it's let's just, do it. Get okay. off my phone.
Oh boy. Oh boy, it's about to get loud.
I'm super prepared.
This one's a high one too. One, two. Finally, I wash perfume off of my sheets, threw out all the records, reminding me, moved out of the Hollywood Hills where we fell in love. I feel it still. Wasted, I drink about you to all of my friends. I say that good now, at least I pretend. Your face ain't burning my brain. It's late at night, I'm a martyr to a friend. Get off my phone, leave me alone. Don't wanna think about the place that we were born. I can't resist. How does this song go on? But to forget and get you off my phone. Hit the concrete, it started to bleed. I wish I could call you, but no, we don't speak. I'm fine in the stark motel, feeling what we felt. Just hope you're well. Get off my phone, leave me alone. Don't wanna think about the place that we were born. I can't resist. How does this all go on? Need to forget and get you off my phone. A little snippet for
you. Yeah, it's fun. It's a funny song.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It gets the crowd going for sure.
Uh-huh. So what's prepared for Lollapalooza? You can say spoilers because this is going on next week.
Ooh. Spoilers?
Yeah.
Spoilers. I'm trying to think if there is like
Rocky.
Oh, I like this.
It's gonna...
I like this.
He's gonna split his pants.
Oh, yep.
He's gonna be wearing nothing but a jock strap.
Whoa, I like this a lot. The problem is,
he just invented
I forgot
it.
My jock strap. I left that in LA.
So you're gonna be naked.
Dang, bro. Honestly, Your hockey jockstrap probably wouldn't be that sexy anyway, so it's probably for
actually
the best.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's cancel that idea.
Yeah, because it's like it just looks like biker shorts, I guess. Yeah. I mean, some people probably be into that actually. I'll take it back.
I'm a biker.
Yeah.
Yeah, sexy biker.
Oh. Yep, that's a thing. That's a vibe. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna come on stage with bikes.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me stick some motocross bikes though.
Yeah, yeah.
Sustainable. But do you guys have any pre-ritual shows?
The main thing we've been doing is we maybe like 20, 30 minutes before the set, we just start playing music in the green room and just kind of start vibing with the rest of the band and whoever else is around. But yesterday, we forgot our Bluetooth speaker. And so we used our Guitar Tech's Bluetooth speaker that he just bought from Hard Rock Cafe for like $20. And this thing was non-existent, basically. It didn't work.
It sounded like this. It's like you couldn't hear it.
Like, yeah, like you're trying to jam. It's like trying to jam and vibe out, and you're just playing music off your phone right here in this room.
The phone might have been louder than the speaker.
Yes, I think you're right. For sure.
So that was a bummer. But also, like before our shows, we'll do like some singing, which really helps. Which you probably
before
should
you
have
play,
done today.
Before you play, you play.
Yeah.
Honestly,
that's a good for a ritual show.
Yeah. It's nice. It's nice because, you know, sometimes when you just jump into it, you have to like. It takes a second longer to sink.
Yeah.
Into
the
it.
Energy.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. then if you're like, you're playing, and then you just walk on stage and continue playing, your vibe's set.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be deterred as much, so that's nice.
What do you think about the music industry nowadays? Because it's changing so quick, and people want like fast consumption. Mm-hmm. Consumption. Like you release a single, they want an album. You release the album, they want another one. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean,
you don't follow that.
It is. I mean, you're right. It is like, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of music being put out every week. And yeah, I mean, I'm mad about it. I like putting out music, I guess, like, you know.
But I mean, with you guys, I'm asking about the driver era.
I think there's a way we can play with it to our strengths. Because naturally, we do like to make things spur of the moment. And I think that there's a way to play it, to like, to use it as a canvas. Oh. And I really love what Rick Rubin's been saying right now about like, audience shouldn't come first, and like, you know, it's a devotional practice. You know, I think a lot of his teachings around creativity have been really profound. For artists recently, I think it's the leading edge of and it can be really exciting. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of people that are having a hard time with it, or like maybe feel like they're not getting paid enough. Mm-hmm. You know, but also it's like there's never been more supported artists ever. And also the music industry has never made more money ever. Mm-hmm. So the conversation is definitely valid. And I feel like for sure artists can be taken care of maybe a little bit better. But overall, I feel like it's an exciting time. And there's never been a better time to be an artist and actually be able to make a living. Yeah. Like, truthfully.
To make music, yeah.
To make music. There's never been more employed actors. Painters and artists as such have a platform to promote their stuff. So, like, I think it's a good time to be an artist.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you see, like, a one-hit band or a one-hit artist, mm-hmm. and it's harder for them like to put another hit. And it's
I'm
better.
So happy that's not us.
Yeah.
Like legit.
Yeah.
That does not sound like fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you have a solid career, so it's easier for you to like follow your path.
Totally. Yeah, we did the hit the ground and tour hard, build a fan base, old school rock and roll way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why we pull up to shows and people are like, yo, your guys' fans are so amazing. It's like, we've been working at this for 15 years.
Yes.
Yeah, and like hundreds of shows.
I always joke that I feel like if for some reason we had like early on, like a really big song or something, or like a couple big songs. I wonder what you'd be doing right now. Because maybe, I don't know, maybe there wouldn't be as much drive and like to kind of like keep going and keep making me, I don't know, like, is it, it didn't happen, like we're in a different reality, obviously, but I always joke about that. I'm like, yeah, I kind of like the path we ended up taking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that can still happen, I think, too.
I mean, yeah, it's
but it's nice to have this foundation.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And before we finish, I want to know, is Brazil inspiring you guys? Are you enjoying our beautiful country? Yeah,
very much so.
Oh, yeah.
I heard last night, actually, I was kind of shocked that Blink 182 has never played a show here.
No.
I know. So kind of like what Ross just said, the fact that we've probably played 4 or 5 shows here is like...
You beat Blink.
That, yeah, and that kind of goes back to, you know, subtle, you know, little things like, you know, us ending up with our current manager. Because, he was someone that was like, yo, we're going to South America to tour. And we were like, sweet, that sounds fun. And tons of other bands and artists like Blink 182 who are iconic artists. And that's, you know, you could argue one of the biggest bands ever if you're going to make a big list of really big, successful bands. And they haven't even played in Brazil.
No.
So it's like, what? This place is amazing. The place is beautiful. So it's like, it's crazy.
That I think Travis is
afraid of flying.
Afraid of flying. Yeah.
So obviously that is a, you know, that affects them. But there's other artists as well that are in that scenario. And it's like, whoa, that's crazy. Really crazy.
Thank you for coming, guys.
Yeah.
Hope you guys had fun.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Do you have some message to your Brazilian fans?
Stay classy.
Yeah. Thanks for allowing us to come here and play. That's sick. We'll be back to Brazil shortly.
What do you want to play to finish?
Oh,
this.
I said that. You said this.
Amazing.
This is how I warm up my fingers.
It sounds good.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You know that song?
Some crazy lyrics.
Bistro Fada, I think.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's like French guitar.
Oh, French.
It's like classical French guitar.
I thought it was Spanish.
Like, is it Spanish?
I thought it was.
It's in that movie, similar, Midnight to similar. Paris. So oh. That's how I found it.
I think it's French.
Midnight to Paris.
Yeah.
That's how I found it. But it's like, it's so fun to, it's like just a good way to, it's a good way to warm up your fingers.
I'm trying to play the,
what, it's like,
okay, yeah, I was kind of doing something. Wait, play your lick.
I think it has different
chords. Oh, it changes chords, you're right. Yeah.
Something.
Sounds good.
It's still kind of cool.
Do you guys want to do something different, like, in the next albums?
Yeah.
That sounds really different, like, from another country's influence.
Yeah, that'd be dope. There's actually an idea that Ross was throwing around a couple times where it'd be cool if we went to
totally.
We went somewhere, and you know maybe you made like a whole record there, and it had that country's influence a little bit in the whole thing, and maybe we document it and stuff. That still is a cool idea.
I think we should do that many times.
Yeah.
Next album.
I hope you do it.
Brazil.
Yeah. You should make a documentary of like the tour, the whole thing. You never thought of like,
I mean,
having a reality show. Keeping up with the Lynch.
During when we first were playing, in our living room, like we're talking about, there was a couple different people that were like, oh, yo, I want to make a reality show around y'all. Or there was one guy that wrote a whole TV show that was scripted.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's always been, like, kind of things like that that, like, were floating around.
Thank God that didn't happen either, though.
Yeah, that's probably good. Honestly. Yeah. Or else we'd be just, like, Jersey Shore characters.
Yeah, you gotta be careful of the money sometimes, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you said no to some like big jobs?
Just like that, like reality TV show ideas and like like cheesy sponsors or like.
That's probably the most thing that said no to, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a cheesy sponsor.
Or like, you know.
Actually, we said yes too many times.
No, honestly.
That's actually the problem.
Yeah, that's been a constant lesson, is learning how to really effectively say no.
So, what are we going to play to finish? Rocky?
Malibu?
I don't know.
Malibu.
Rumors? I almost started playing that. Or Rumors, yeah.
What do you want to play?
I go with Rumors.
Okay. I'm just going to start with a verse.
Cool.
Doesn't matter what you say, I'm gonna do it anyway. And I ain't gotta plead my case to you. Tomorrow comes another day, the sun is shining on my face. All these things just fade away from you. Oh, it's true. I see you talking, keep it coming. No, you won't, cause you love it. See, I'll be dancing and you're watching, caught you staring, and I love it. Rumors, these rumors, you're caught up in rumors. I bet you wish you knew the truth about the things I do. These rumors, it's all good news. Cause I'm on your tongue, and it's just what I want. Think it's complicated, but that's just how some people make it. But I got better things that I could do for you. I see you talking, keep it coming. Know you want it, cause you love it. See, I'll be dancing and you're watching, got you staring, and I love it. Now she's in my room. These rumors, open rumors. I bet you wish you knew the truth about the things I do. These rumors, it's all good news. Cause I'm on your tongue, and it's just what I want.
I love how you guys complete each other. Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know if you have, but I think you should collab with Love.
Oh, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I see him around LA every once in a while, actually.
I see him in the thrift store.
Yeah, Wasteland.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would sound really good. I just thought of that.
Cool.
You should collab with him.
I love his song with Julia Michaels.
I know what is.
There's like, no way that it's not going there.
How's it go though?
With the way that we're looking at each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that track.
Julia Michaels actually wrote the theme song to Austin and Ally.
Uh-huh.
So I've known her for a long time.
She sang the theme?
She wrote it.
Ah, she wrote the
theme song.
Okay.
Bro. Yeah, this one. That one.
Bro, I did.
Don't start with that, man. The fans are gonna love that. Can you play that?
I honestly.
You don't remember?
No, I do, but it's just. He's
retired.
You were the one who started.
I don't feel like it.
That's your fault.
You were the one. I wouldn't say anything. No?
No, I'm chilling. Okay. Thank you, though.
No, no problem. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, thank you.
Have a great show at Lollapalooza.
Let's go.
Come back next time, okay?
Yeah.
We're
down to come kick it again.
Sure.
We like it here.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Você que ficou até aqui, não se esquece de seguir os meninos nas redes sociais, tanto nas redes pessoais deles, e também no The Driver Era, tá bom? E escutem a nova música, além de se inscrever aqui no canal do Amplifica. No Amplifica, seguir em todas as redes sociais. Muito obrigada, tá bom? Eu sou a Yas, encerrando aqui mais um episódio. Não se esqueçam que nesse café gelado está disponível em 4 sabores. Aponte seu celular para o QR Code. E é isso. Um beijo!
Peace!
Say tchau!
Tchau!
Tchau!